95 KFOX, Redondo Beach, Los Angeles.
Hi, Southern California. This is Farley Malaris, and coming up next, a Thursday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. 12 noon, top of the hour, Southern California, which historically makes it time for the Planetary News Report on KFOX. We got a moon wobble going, and it's going to peak on the 14th. Okay, moon is right now void course in Sagittarius at 26 degrees, going into Capricorn this evening. Earthquake watch for all of Southern California for the next 72 hours, and this bud's for you, baby. This is real, because we got too much Capricorn and Cancer activity going on, so watch out. Sun in Scorpio at 10 degrees. We have Mercury in Scorpio at 5. We got Cap rising at 12 noon at 26. Venus is in Sagittarius, conjunct the moon, which adds to the earthquake watch, and that stretches us out to about 7 to 10 days, actually, because that'll be going into Capricorn soon. Venus 27 Sag, Mars 29 Libra into Scorpio very shortly, next couple days. Jupiter retrograde at 10 Cancer. We have Saturn at 9 Capricorn, Uranus at 2 Capricorn, Neptune at 10 Capricorn, and Pluto at 14 Scorpio. North node of the moon is 21 Aquarius. And the south node of the moon, which is always exactly opposite, is 21 Leo. Up next, Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. So don't go away, as they say. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. This is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And how are you today, Southern California? We got a first-time topic coming up today. We're going to talk about light and color and the human aura and how you can help to control the light in your aura, what I feel some of the colors mean, and how you can hopefully help improve your life through light regulation. Okay, so this should be a lot of fun, especially for many of us that are into vivid dreamings and technicolor and dreams, and also in color manifestations and visualizations. Well, where'd you get this topic at, Farley? That's a good question. That's a real good question. Sometimes these topics come through and it's like, what the heck's going on here? I have no idea. But anyway, we are going to talk about light regulation today, and I'm going to do the best I can to help you understand light and colors. Of course, I know there are a lot of people out there that have so much wisdom in this area that they may want to participate in color definitions or expound upon whatever I think I know. So if that is so, you may call up during the topic and tell Marilyn or Mark, who answers the phone, that you have a comment on the topic, and that way you can input whatever wise knowledge you might have. I have found that colors are absolutely essential and absolutely important and required as far as understanding life on Earth. I've also come to grips with myself and with the fact that I have proven personally that each and every one of us has many different vibrations that adhere to our personal identity, character, body, soul, spirit, whatever. These vibrations come along the lines of many different areas, you know, the sound vibrations that our body gives off and receives, the electrical vibrations that we give off and receive astrologically, metaphysically, cosmically, and then the spectral analysis of our aura and our spirit and our soul. People say, what's that, Farley? Well, have you ever heard of the spectrum? And the spectrum obviously is the full range of all colors, from white to black and everything included. Whenever they analyze stars or stellar constellations or planetary makeups, astronomically speaking, they always do spectral analysis. So I'd have to say that the astronomers throughout time, especially the most modern astronomers, would know nothing about stars unless they were able to read colors. So colors and spectral analysis tells us a great deal about the gases and the matter that make up certain types of stars, what kind of stars they might be, whether they're red giants or yellow stars or white dwarfs or blue giants or whatever. We can actually discern the size and the power and the strength of a certain type of star through spectral analysis. Well, the funny thing about people is is that people do not really know who they are. We have really no idea, in truth, way down deep, most of us have no idea what we really are. One of my favorite creatures in the history of the world when I was growing up in St. Louis, as a little boy, sometimes in the heat of the summer, there weren't too many distractions to take you away from the sweat and the humidity. But late at night, when it would start to cool off just a little bit, I'd always go outside and see if I could find myself a lightning bug, which is something that we don't have too much of out here. Actually, I used to try and catch them, because there's nothing like having a lightning bug as a friend. They actually have an insect in mid-Missouri in the middle of the United States there that glows in the dark like a light bulb, a little tiny light bulb. And it's amazing. If you've ever been in an area where there's like hundreds of thousands of lightning bugs, you think you're in the Twilight Zone. But hopefully, if you have no other reason to go to mid-Missouri or St. Louis, then you might want to go there in the summer to find some lightning bugs late at night, because they are a lot of fun. But anyway, it's funny that these creatures glow in the dark. We glow all the time. We are beings of light. Okay, let me make that clear. We are beings. We are orbs. We are instruments of energy, of power, of love, and of light. So a human being, in truth, in reality, is really an incredible essence of light power. All right? And a lot of people walk around day to day, even those of you who would like to believe you are astrologically, metaphysically, and spiritually evolved, sometimes we forget, or sometimes we don't even want to know or even want to admit or embrace this basic essence. You know, like people make fun. They say, can you read my aura? Can you see how it looks? What color is it? Maybe you want to get one of these photographs done, curly in photography, to see some of the energy coming off your fingers or your arm or whatever. Because there's so much to life and to the human body that meets the eye, it is unbelievable. In fact, if you could take a picture, if they took you as a baby and took a Curlian photograph of your aura the moment you were born, then that would be a reflection of that astrological charge, that burst of light you receive at birth from the universe. Pretty intense, huh? Well, anyway, we all walk around with this light, this color vibration all the time. And so many things have to do with exactly what level of vibration we are giving off, what colors in the spectrum we are radiating at the given time. You know what it has to do with? A lot of it has to do with how we feel. Number one, how we feel about the world. Number two, how we feel about ourselves. Number three, how we feel in general. A lot of it has to do with how we treat our bodies, whether we exercise or not, what we put into our bodies, whether we are self-destructive to our body. You see, the body is like a church. The soul, as an instrument of the God force, resides while we're awake and alive in the body, which is like unto temple to the soul, or church of the soul. So the body reflects the quality or the state that the soul is experiencing. So obviously, if somebody was sick and dying with AIDS or heart disease or cancer, or lying in the hospital with PMS, or, you know, not in the hospital, you know, then their aura and their colors might not be as strong or as bright as the rest of us would be. You see what I mean? But, you know, funny thing about the colors in the spectrum that radiate from our body, and I'll be 100% honest with you, it seems that the water signs, people astrologically that have the water in their charts, either Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer planets, with the exception of Saturn. Unfortunately, if you have Saturn in your chart in water, sometimes that will negate some of the intuitive flow or some of the highest potential communion you could have with your higher self and with the rest of your multidimensional astral self and so forth. So Saturn, we find Saturn in the water, especially with people that have water besides Saturn plus Saturn. Now that can get a little confusing, because sometimes you're extremely intuitive and sometimes you're not at all. But I would have to say that people with water in their charts, with emphasis on Pisces being the strongest, the most intuitive placement, Scorpio a close second, and Cancer next. And then, if you have no water in your chart at all, and you want to look beyond, then it would be planets in what we call the endings houses. See, the houses all have qualities just like the signs do. Just like the signs are fire, earth, air, and water, the 12 houses have qualities we call triplicities. House triplicities. And those qualities are basically families that we call life, substance, relationships, and endings. Which basically means that if you number the houses from 1 through 12, house 1 is always a life house, house 2 is a substance house, house 3 is a relationships house, and house 4 is an endings house. And it continues all the way around through 12. House 5 starts out to be a life house again. 6 is substance. 7 is relationships. House 8 is endings. And so forth. House 9 is life. House 10 is substance. House 11 is relationships. And house 12 is endings. Well, life, substance, relationships, and endings for the houses, the house triplicities, is another way of naming the vibrations coming from the houses, which is synonymous with the fire, earth, air, and water families. In other words, if you have planets in life houses, they will imitate fire planets, because the first house has the Aries vibration, the fifth house has the Leo vibration, and the ninth house has the Sag vibration. Notice house 1, 5, and 9 are all life houses. So they're also fire houses, fire vibration houses. So planets in those houses will imitate Aries, Leo, and Sag. So you might have no Aries in your chart at all, but you had 4 planets in the first house in a life house, and that's like having 4 planets in Aries. Okay, I know it's a little complicated, but some of you that are advanced are loving this probably. Also, substance imitates Earth, right? So house 2, which is the Taurus vibration, house 6 is the Virgo vibration, house 10 is the Capricorn vibration. Those are substance houses. And so forth, the relationship houses, house 3 is the Gemini vibration, house 7 the Libra vibration, house 11 the Aquarius vibration, and then we get to this topic, the endings. So that means if you have no water in your chart at all, and you want to find out why you are so psychic, or why you are so intuitive or aura aware, let's say you can read colors on people and yourself, and animals, and birds, and whatever, and seeing an animal's aura is quite a sight to see, I'll have to tell you that, especially if they're happy, right? But the endings house, house 4, would be the water house of Cancer vibration. House 8 is the Scorpio vibration, and house 12 would then be the Piscean vibration. So having planets in Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer, with the exception of Saturn, or having planets in those endings houses, 4, 8, and 12, would respectively imitate Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces energy, and imitate it well. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, they are exactly the same. You know, having a planet in the fourth house, even if it's a Virgo planet, if it's in the fourth house, you're going to be just as cushy and nurturing and sensitive as any Cancer. Isn't that weird? Here's a new philosophy for you to swallow. Like, I'm a Leo, right? Oh, yeah. I have Sun in the 10th house. I'm as Capricorn as you get. I martyr myself. I suffer. I usually have to go through hell in order to grow. Career, right? And all this off-the-wall sense of humor, practicality, and self-destructive failure syndrome I've experienced as a Capricorn. So you know, you can have fun with this topic and go beyond where your sun sign is. Find out what house your sun is in. Figure out whether it's a life, substance, relationships, endings. Figure out which sign it imitates, and bingo, you have a new sun sign. All of a sudden you go, whoa. You know, here you are, somebody who's a Pisces, right? Pisces sun with Libra rising, and that would throw their sun into the sixth house. Pisces sun with Libra rising. Most of them might have some six. Well, that's the Virgo vibration house. That's why they're so Virgo in nature. Workaholics, picky, analytical, critical. You learn a lot from this show sometimes. Anyway, getting back to light regulation, these people that have all these this water and these endings, and people with enhanced water lords, the water lords would be the planets that rule or control the water signs. Cancer's lord, of course, is the moon. The Scorpio Lord is Pluto, and the Piscean Lord is Neptune. So if you have enhanced water lords, I love that name, and you have, which means trines and sextiles to your moon, to your Neptune or your Pluto, that also will increase your intuitive ability. And when you increase your intuitive ability, you are able to form a communion with the higher part of yourself, with the multidimensional self, with the intuitive mind, the higher mind, the superconscious mind, the logical mind, the conscious mind, whatever. And this will put you more in touch with your spectrum, with your aura, with your soul's essence, and with the color vibration that you have. So much has to do with where your colors are and what they mean, which I'll go over in a second, because to different people, colors mean different things. And believe it or not, what you believe them to mean has a great deal with how you dictate your life. So if you have a different meaning for different colors, that's important. But the point is that being aware you have color vibrations in your aura, and actually being able to control and manifest the proper colors you need to be your happiest and feel your best. And also being careful as to what you put in your body. Smoke is not gray by accident. And people that smoke add a lot of gray to their aura. And no offense, gray is not really the best color to have in your aura for health-wise. But still, people that smoke and drink and take drugs and a lot of preservatives and additives and all this stuff, frankly, you are adding a lot of black and gray to your aura, and that will deteriorate your health, your spiritual health, besides your physical health. So actually, that is why people meditate, and that is why people pray, and that is why people use something like celestite, and that is why people use crystals, and that is why people are holistic. They cut down on their animal and dairy products, and they avoid smoking and drinking, because they want to have a magnificent bond with their soul, with their higher self. And they want to reflect a light and a love and a power and an energy inward and outwards that not only can protect themselves and keep them happy and high, but also serve as a beacon for others around that are in need. And you can be drained. Your light can be drained here. Oh, yeah, people suck it up like it's a vacuum, I'll tell you. Best way, you know, when people meditate, if you know the colors and you know the spectrum, which are fairly simple, and you are aware of basic meanings of the colors, which are different for most people, but overall they're pretty much the same for a lot, then that'll have a lot to do with protecting yourself, body, mind, and spirit, and also to have fun and be more blissful and happy in your life. So I salute those of you that are holistic, optimistic, confident, positive, not worried or negative, and don't smoke and don't drink. If those of you out there still smoke and still drink and you're worried, you're negative, don't worry. You know, and it'll come in your own time. I'm not trying to force anything on you, but I'll pray for you, okay? But at the same time, you know, that's why meditation and crystal consciousness is so beautiful, because they serve as transmission devices to allow you to become in communion and bond with this part of yourself, which is the light regulator. Let's go over some basic colors here just to get involved in this meanings, because being aware of what color you like and thinking, you know, the power of the mind here, it's mind over matter, but helping to manifest the colors you like the best. Like I'm blue, purple, gold, white, and yellow quite a bit. Once in a while, I'm red. But blue is a spiritual vibration. Oh, you know, when a person says, I'm blue in the metaphysical realm, that's really high. That's a spiritual love vibration. And yellow and gold are more like of a wisdom, knowledge, and ascension into higher chakra consciousness. We get into purple and higher vibrations of blue. We start getting almost kundalini and almost cosmic as far as how we feel and a cosmic ability to transcend some of the trivia in this dimension. And green is a magnificent color. Isn't it funny that green in the cosmic realm is the healthiest vibration? So having green light running through all your body and your vital organs and meditating on that is exactly the color you need to have optimum health. That's why I tell people if they're not feeling good, then pretend like it's St. Patrick's Day and cover yourself with green. That way it'll help you manifest that color in your aura a lot. See, I am wearing right now white cut-off sweat shorts and a blue and white and purple shirt, which I love to wear because it helps me manifest that aura, and white shoes for good foot health. And I have a blue, black and blue pen. But, you know, what the colors you wear say a lot. You know, a lot of people with Scorpio on their charts, they feel comfortable with black. They don't want people to see their aura, so they shut down. And I'm not saying black is bad. You know, I prefer black over gray. Black is more like an ability to not reveal your light or actually to hold it in. So it would contain the light. You wouldn't be much of a beacon or a reflector. You know, like if you wore a lot of bright colors and white colors, then that light would be reflected out in a blinding sense. Black doesn't mean you're not powerful. It just means that you want to keep the light you have unto yourself. You know, it's like a self-containment thing. Some people that have black in their aura, though, or too much gray, could have a problem if you have it there too long. So I would think that, of course, it depends on how you think yourself, but black and gray oftentimes are not as healthy or as spiritual or as loving on an overall concurrent basis as, say, white is. White is an authentic color of spirit and of love. So white, in many ways, to many people, could be the best as far as protection, psychic and spiritual protection. To have white in your aura and running through your body is a very loving vibration, and they say love conquers all. So that's real important. When we start getting down to some of these colors in the spectrum that cross with yellow, of course, that go down to like red or orange, we pull our vibration down to some of the lower chakras. So a red vibration may be a root chakra vibration, or orange might be spleen, where the orange vibration would be too much concern or worry, maybe perhaps in materialism, and red would be focus with obsession and cest and lust and selfishness and such like that. So a lot of us carry red auras right around the midsection there. You know, a lot of times you can tell when people are really ready for love, sex, and romance if their aura is red. or if they're wearing red. Okay, that also gives it away, too. So have we covered them all? So we got white, we got yellow, we got green, we got orange, we got red, we got blue, turquoise, and different shades of blue as being spiritual, and we talked about gold. You know, like I say, I, for one, have learned more about this light regulation as I've grown, and also I've been able to see auras a lot better as I've gotten older, too. And the only way I can tell you to see auras is if you have a gift, and if you can learn to see beyond this realm, okay, because seeing an aura is like peeking into a higher level of consciousness, actually. And being in a daydream or alpha state or even a conscious theta state, where you're able to drift and almost seem to look beyond the person into their deeper part of themselves, is the way people might see an aura. And as far as correcting an aura, like I say, it has everything to do with lifestyle, what you put into your body, attitude, you know, how you feel about yourself, your self-esteem. Low self-esteem is real gray, and it's real black and brown. Okay, brown obviously is not really good at all. You know what brown, what the color brown reflects oftentimes. And even though a lot of people might like to wear brown, I don't like it as a color in the aura. It's like a cross between gray and black and orange or whatever, deeper red. So when we get down to brown, that to me is almost like one of the worst colors next to gray. But anyway, people that have the water in their charts and the endings, planets, and enhanced water lords will be people that automatically will be gifted with higher consciousness potential. But along the same lines, because along with great power comes great responsibility, we do find that people that have a potential to have more water in their charts, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, more endings, houses, 4th, 8th, and 12th planets, right? More water lords that are enhanced are also people that are going to be that much more sensitive and that much more vulnerable. And for that reason, subject to self-destruction and escapism behavior. See? So we get a lot of people with these planets, especially with an influence of Pisces, which is unfortunately the factor that is highest among those that can get hooked into drugs and alcohol, believe it or not, or 12th house planets, pot and all that, and cocaine. It's funny that if you don't choose the spiritual end of the fence, that you end up in altered states of consciousness, which is a real negative effect, not only on your life, on your aura, but on the entire spectrum of color in your body. So, you know, obviously it's funny that people that have this kind of power have the choice of being evolved and spiritual and sober or devolved, non-spiritual, and a wreck, a real mess. I know a guy I knew that I hadn't seen in years just admitted himself to detox for smoking cocaine about a month ago, and I didn't even know he was into that kind of stuff. I saw him at a wedding 2 years ago. He looked fine. And he got out of his denial thing and just went ahead and admitted himself to a hospital program. And I salute that guy because he is putting himself into a controlled environment where finally this negative source of drugs and alcohol is being cut off, and he's being given the opportunity to exercise himself of this negative vibration and restore his aura, restore his high color vibration, and restore some kind of positive, progressive lifestyle and maybe complete some positive mission for this life. So I salute people when they get out of their denial and allow themselves to get into a program of some kind to get them out of that mess, especially when they do have Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. You know, it's funny. A lot of real spiritual people listen to this show. A lot of real life normal people listen to the show. People that are angry, hostile, frustrated, intense, and, you know, a lot of drug addicts listen to the show because this show has a wide selection of humanity in Southern California. There's a lot of people listen to this show that think they hear some kind of secret or some kind of answer from the show every day, but they'll smoke that joint, they'll smoke that coke, they'll snort that coke or smoke that pot or shoot that needle, and they'll say, you know what, at least the fact I listen to the Astrology Hour offers some hope in my life, but they're still locked in denial. To me, even drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes at this point is a drug, because I don't do either one of those either. So I've come far, because I used to be hooked on everything, right? But, hey, my aura is glistening. It is beaming. I like to compare myself to a blue giant star. You know, like, wow, my spectrum is hot. And that's why I feel so good. And that's why I'm able to rebound. And you know what? I do have a Scorpio moon with Venus in Cancer and Neptune and Mars in the 12th house. And I'm not trying to wave my flag, but you're right. I was one of those sensitives that was real vulnerable and real subject to escapism and depression and self-destruction, and I'm over it. That part of my life is over. That's why if people that use drugs and drink listen to the show, well, maybe they can find an answer to some of my suggestions. The whole riddle behind the Astrology Hour, and I am a trickster. I'm kind of like the Joker, right? The whole riddle and the mission behind this show is that what I'm trying to ease you into growth. I'm trying to subtly get you into taking an objective look at yourself. You know, not only are the topics riddles in sort of sucking you into a more metaphysical, spiritual, confident, loving, high self-esteem lifestyle, but so are the packages and the callers and everything to do with this show is our little subtle way to tease you into caring about yourself, into raising your confidence levels and improving your attitude, letting go of your hate and anger and frustration,